Everyone here tonight, amen. Glad to see you here. That's awesome. Those that are listening through the web, I want to welcome you. And maybe if you're listening to a tape, it's not by accident that you have that tape going tonight. I'm here with Pastor Sam to my right and Pastor Kurt to my left. And we're going to speak about kind of like what we've been speaking lately about the soul and the spirit, but it's time to kind of move on a little bit because we know about the enemy now. We understand that the soul represents the Antichrist, Satan, darkness, the death, you know, the one that doesn't want to see you get into the eternal life. It's kind of, we were born in the soul. The father of lies is Satan, and that's, we're the sons of Satan, so to say, in the nature of the soul. Not many people understand this, but this is true. If I would say what we are is a neutral floating mass of consciousness trying to find our home. And we embrace the soul because that's all, we were born into it, and that's all we know. And it's like growing up in a geographical location, and that's all you know. And let's say it was a bad location. Let's say, you know, it's a slum area or what have you, you know, and beaten down and high crime. But that's all you know, and you have to make a choice. You have to make a choice. You continue to live in that realm, or do you lift yourself up out of that realm and move on? And lifting yourself up out of that realm is denying the nature of the soul and begin to embrace the spirit. And how do you embrace the spirit? The simplest way is to trust God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Give your whole entire life into the hands of God, our creator, and he'll transform us. Someone asked me about reincarnation today. Do you believe in reincarnation? And I said, well, yes, in a way. Not that we die and we come back as a creature of some sort or a flower, but we come back when we leave the soul or we die from the soul and we come back into the spirit. We come into a new nature, the spirit. So if you want to call that reincarnation, go right ahead. I call it born again or what have you. But you're being transformed into something.
To a totally different being.
Yeah, to a total different being. Yes, exactly right. You're not into the soul.
Carnal to?
To immortality.
Correct.
So, knowing all this, and this is why it's important for you to continue to log on and follow us, because we're moving, just like the wind is blowing and it keeps on blowing and we're moving. But I want to speak a lot about pain tonight and the importance of how to release whatever is going on in your life to get free from pain. And pain, we'll just look at the emotional pain right now, the emotional pain. I think emotional pain also brings you to physical pain too, but, you know, there's a big argument there that they can fight me on, but, you know, when your body is full of joy and full of peace, you're not really going to feel the physical pains as you do. I know my body is beaten down. I mean, and Kurt can relate with me on this one, because put into the world at a young age, you had to fight to survive. So you did everything you possibly could, and I think I ran my body down to nothing, you know, trying to survive, you know, and, you know, support yourself without any help, so to say. And after a while, you develop a lot of physical pain, but because of my life with my eternal life, having that spirit of joy and peace, renewing my mind, I overlook the physical pain that I have. You know, I just kind of, I don't grumble or moan. I deal more with it than I think if I didn't have peace and joy.
You're not focusing on it, allowing it to steal your peace and joy.
Right.
You're controlling it. It's not controlling you.
Yeah, I value the joy and the peace more than the actual pain.
I think a lot of the times you become a hypochondriac with that kind of thing. Mm. It's almost like
You create it.
You create the pain, you create the diseases, you take it on, you receive it.
And you can make it a lot worse than it actually is.
Absolutely.
You can make it grow by feeding it.
Or you just thank God for what you have, and it could be a lot worse, and you'll see it dissipate.
Exactly right. You don't focus on it. You have a choice where you focus, and your focus can't be on the pain. It has to be on the victory. And if your focus is always, like he said earlier, the joy of the Lord is our strength. The joy, if you have joy, you're bubbling up. You have energy. You have, you know, it's not like you're depressed and you're anxiety out. It's like you have joy, and you're like, woohoo, let's go, you know?
And, you know, Pastor Kurt brought up a good point. When you're in that depressed state and you are constantly complaining about, and you call it a hypochondriac?
It becomes like all of a sudden you bring things on that aren't even there. You almost,
if you,
it's almost like an having somebody else acknowledge you because you're saying, okay, I got this, or I have that.
Or you're reading the book.
Yeah.
Or that sounds like a sympathy factor for attention.
Not only attention,
sometimes
but,
with that.
But people also just believe that they're always sick. They really, the soul lies to them when they ride it. Mm-hmm. The soul says you have symptoms A, B, C, and D, and that equals cancer. So all of a sudden, you don't go to a doctor, but you have cancer, and you believe it, and you actually create that because you believe it. And you start having fear, worry, and anxiety about cancer when you don't even know if you have it.
All of a sudden, that's a good point because, you know, that comes under the power of faith. Hmm. You know, a lot of people interpret faith as a good thing.
Correct.
But it can also operate in a bad thing,
operates on both sides, the dark and the light.
It operates on both sides.
It operates for the soul, and it operates for the spirit alike and equally.
Right.
Based on your thinking.
What a man thinketh in his heart, so he is. Hmm. And that reflects on faith. And faith is the substance of the things hoped for and the evidence of the things not seen. So, if you're in that place of a depressed state or unhappy or you don't have the peace and you don't have the joy, then you can bring on these physical ailments and cause yourself to have physical pain. But I want to also look at the emotional pain because I think the emotional pain brings on the physical pain because the emotional pain gets you into that place of not feeling happy, not having joy, not having peace. And then you begin to murmur and complain. Mm-hmm. And then when you do have a little bit of pain, then that little bit of pain exaggerates to a large amount of pain. And then yada, yada, yada.
Yeah, it all comes out of your atmosphere.
Yeah. So getting back to the minor pains, you know, the soul has a way of keeping that pain existent.
Mm-hmm.
Emotional. To the point where you have a hard time getting over offenses.
Unforgiveness.
Unforgiveness. And pride is the power of the soul.
That's right.
Humility is the power of the spirit.
That's right.
So we have to understand the two powers, these two forces. And when the pride is scorned, so to say, then you have your self-pity come in, and then you have the depression that comes in. I had a woman come to me not too long ago, a couple weeks ago, and I hope and pray that I'll be able to cross her path again. But she has a friend who's severely in depression, and I can set her free in that depression. I know I can set her free in the depression. One of the problems would be is I'm going to be telling her things that she don't want to hear.
That's right.
She's got to be open to receive it.
Yeah, and one of the things is. And this is going to be the common theme. Get over it.
Yeah.
And they don't want to hear that.
But here's the problem. 100% of all issues, whether it be emotional or physical pain, comes from our thinking. It comes from wrong thinking.
That's why I said you got to get over it.
Correct. But the truth is going to hurt. But only the truth will set you free. And that's what they don't understand.
They have to receive that truth.
The truth is going to hurt. Well, because it goes against, you know.
I wanted to reach off on what he's going to say. I don't want our listeners to forget the two powers that are involved. The pride is the power of the soul.
Correct.
And the soul keeps pain alive. The soul wants to put you in torture.
Yep.
The soul wants to afflict you with pain.
Yep.
The spirit wants to set you free from pain. The spirit its power is under humility.
Yes.
Humility would be like, yes, it hurts, but you know what? It could have been worse. Mm-hmm. Humility brings that.
It forgives. It moves on.
It forgives. It moves on. That's the spirit.
Forgetting what lies behind.
We have to really understand how to live in the spirit and how to be set free when we live in spirit. The soul ultimately wants to drag you down into the pits. You have to really realize that.
Mm-hmm.
If we lose track of the power of the soul and the job of the soul and what it's meant for,
yep,
we're going to lose focus on why do we even need God. You see? Mm-hmm. Why do we need our lives transformed? For one, to live a happy life. to not be so driven to put ourselves in the grave quick, to be able to enjoy and smell the flowers, you know, and smell the coffee, so to say, and actually look at today and enjoy today, enjoy the moment. Where the soul won't allow you to enjoy anything in your life.
Yeah.
So if you want to measure whether you're in spirit, those that are born again, Christians or whatever, you want to measure how much spirit you're living and how much soul you're living. Are you enjoying the day? Are you enjoying the moment? Mm-hmm. You see, are you reflecting on your hurts and your past and the memories of unforgiveness? Or are you grateful, looking at tomorrow?
Yep.
You see? Hope. Are you focusing? That's exactly right. Hope is the creation of the spirit.
Correct.
The soul decreases your hope and robs you from your hope, and you have no hope.
The soul doesn't. Here's the difference. The soul doesn't know hope. It only knows pain, and it's only going to reflect on the present and the past. When you're in the spirit, you're looking forward to tomorrow.
There is no yesterday.
Exactly right.
But just like you were saying, though, you're enjoying the moment. So
yes,
there is no looking forward to yesterday or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like I'm enjoying the moment.
But
the soul will compound things, so you stay in the mud,
yep,
and you just stay, and it's almost like if you take an offense, all of a sudden you lie, right? So you don't look like you're guilty,
right? Yeah.
But then that lie, because you know that you lied, or the soul knows that you lied, or your spirit knows that you lied, and it'll keep you depressed. That'll bring in a depression because you know you weren't truthful, and they don't. Individuals don't know that the truth will set you free in that. Because
yeah,
it's like almost like a weight off your shoulder. As soon as you say, oh, okay, I received it, I messed up.
Yeah.
Oh, well, let's
yeah,
move on.
Yeah.
And that's the spirit. Just keep going, you know.
Yeah. So to get free from the pain, I mean, because I know that there's a lot of people out there that are in
everyone.
Pain. Oh, everyone.
Yes.
Everyone.
Very few of us are living a pain-free life.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's got pain, you're absolutely right. Either physical or emotional.
And it's usually, it's all emotional.
Yeah.
Yeah, majority
of it. That's
all of it is.
And I do believe that the emotional brings on the physical.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, you fall, you break your leg. I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, stuff that all of a sudden, you know, you're tweaking something, but, you know, I think a lot of it comes down to unforgiveness of ourselves in that pain.
Well, God's not going to allow people to go through life in the soul and not have repercussions.
Sure.
He's going to have pain. He's going to have misery so that they can stop following that path.
Yeah.
It's basically self-inflicted pain.
Yeah. But the soul is inflicting the pain.
Correct.
God doesn't inflict pain
on
anyone.
No,
okay.
No, the soul inflicts the pain.
Yeah, the soul inflicts pain.
Exactly right. But it is a point where we keep choosing that path.
Mm-hmm.
And we allow the pain to come on us.
Mm-hmm.
We're allowing it. So
mm-hmm,
it's us holding hands with the soul, saying, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Knowing the truth of it.
Correct.
Yeah.
Right. To move on, repent,
mm-hmm,
and not and just go back to your same old vomit.
And that's what I was saying about a hope. There's a hope for tomorrow.
Yeah.
It's not that the tomorrow's going to be different.
I understand.
It's not going to be the same old,
yeah,
same old of insanity. The same thing tomorrow, every day, the same. I get up, I go to work. It's not like that.
You're saying, waking up in the morning and saying, God, what do you have for
there's
me
There's an
today?
Excitement. Yeah,
yeah.
There's a hope for something different tomorrow.
Yeah.
There's a hope for something. There's a, You know, it says without a vision, my people are destroyed, suffer, or destroyed. Mm-hmm. We have to have a vision for the future to have peace. You know, and unfortunately, that's the way we're made. You know,
yeah. No, it's life. See, and our life is in our hope, and without hope, you have no life.
Yeah,
and that life is also eternal.
Yeah.
So, like you said, without a vision, you know, we suffer, and we need a vision. We need some type of hope. Now, let's look at the younger generation. You know, I look at my girls, you know, and I look at your girl, and I say, right now, you don't have to be so concerned about a vision of tomorrow.
Right.
You know, live your life. You're young.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, enjoy yourself. Just enjoy the day. But when you reach a certain point in life, when you begin to branch off from your nest,
responsibilities,
and you begin to start having responsibilities, mm-hmm. and you're starting to live a life. You know, you can enjoy a life when you're a child, but when you start to live a life, it's a whole different, you know, realm and atmosphere where you take on responsibilities, or you have to start looking at your future and what do I want to accomplish? God, what do you have for me to do? You know, what, mm-hmm. you know, and then you have desires. You want, you know, a relationship or...
Yeah, their life's going to start eventually.
Right. Yeah.
Children.
You know, you're recovering until then.
Exactly right, whatever it is.
What you're saying, and it kind of tunes in with last week's message also, my oldest son
mm-hmm.
was working up in New York, and he's running his first job, and everything was coming at him from his office. He was getting no support. And he worked like 200 hours the last like 2.5 weeks. It's mm-hmm. crazy.
Mm-hmm.
But never asked for any help. But he didn't know to ask for help. Like nobody explained that to him.
Yeah.
So he took all this burden and all onto himself. But he came to a place of crying out to God, which was part of the message.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Lord, just get me through the week.
Mm.
Just get me till Friday and let me open this thing, please.
Mm.
You know? And it came down to that cry. And it happened for him.
That's
so it
good,
just brought
man.
Him a deeper awesome. Relationship in with God.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of talking him off the cliff a little bit, because I just heard from my wife a couple times. He said he wants to quit, you know, and all that. And I understand that for a young guy.
Burned out a little bit.
Yeah, and all that pressure was on him. But instead of getting depressed about it or, you know, using alcohol or drugs or something like that, he cried out to God. God lifted the burden. Let him
come through
perfect. Unscathed, and he had joy about it. And now he can move on.
And that's a perfect example for all of our listeners to understand why we need God. Because this is the moral of why we're saying what we're saying.
Correct.
Not for you to have a better life, but to have a relationship with God.
That's
mean,
right.
God is our deliverer. And we have to realize who is our deliverer. He's the one that makes our hope come to pass. Your son hoped to come through this,
mm-hmm. yeah.
and he needed help. And God came through and helped him, and he answered, and now his relationship with God is deepened because mm-hmm. he realizes, wow, there is a power outside of me that was able to come through and relieve the burdens, give me strength, yeah. and allow me to cope and move forward. The pain was lifted.
Mm-hmm.
This is what our listeners need to hear. The pain was lifted, and there's no reason for us to all live in this pain, and we're living in this pain because we don't have a relationship with God. We don't. We think we do, but we don't. You have a relationship with the pillow God. You know, if you really have a relationship with God, you wouldn't be living in an emotional pain. You see? There are a lot of people out there that are deceived thinking that they have a relationship with God, but they have no relationship with God. And so we need to bring the truth about pain to them so that everybody can now start relating. Wow, I do have pain, and I'm not living in spirit, and I'm living in soul, and this soul's job is to really destroy my life.
Yeah.
And I'm fighting the whole way through in my own strength, and I'm done. I'm spent. You know, there's a lot of people out there that are literally just spent
yep.
at an early age in life. When we should be living a life of 100, 120, you know, we should be living. We're dying at 60. We're dying at 50. I know some people that are kicking the bucket in their 40s.
Yep.
if the drugs didn't get them and overdosed in 30s and 20s. But you know, we're losing life.
Yeah, but what is stress?
It's created by the person, by the soul. Thinking, correct?
It's all pain. Right. See, pain comes in many different factors. And, you know, we have to understand that anything that brings ourselves to a weary state,
correct,
is pain.
Hmm. Yes.
And when we're tired, we're in pain.
Yep.
If we have no excitement,
joy,
no joy, we're in pain.
Correct.
We're suffering somehow. The joy of the Lord is our strength.
Strength.
You see? And we need to
embrace
and renew. And I really do believe that once our minds are renewed and our hearts are then transformed, we come into that notion of what you think in your heart, so you are. I mean, I want a life, and I'm sure everyone out there thinks like we do. We want a life. And there's a lot of areas that we have in our lives that we're sick and tired of. Well, we have to look at the facts, come to an agreement, and then just rest in that until the time comes.
Correct.
And God will do it.
Exactly right. God will make a way where there is no way.
It'll just happen. And it'll be peaceful.
It'll lose its power over you. It won't be still your peace and joy anymore. Those instances deal
with. Right. It's almost like coming to a place of acceptance where you are.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then God, because that feeling that you have or that unction that you have is God telling you what to do.
Mm-hmm.
But it's Him doing it for you.
Him doing it for you.
Yeah. And you have to just come to that place of acceptance, surrender, and receive.
You know what? Right? It's
mm-hmm. And then it comes. There's something that's happening with me that he spoke a word over me a while back about an early retirement.
Yeah.
And I know it's coming.
Oh, it's coming.
Because you said the other day again.
Yeah.
You said the other day about you.
But I have to come to a place of acceptance
mm-hmm.
in my job, and I have.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when I had the acceptance, mm-hmm. like coming back because I was murmuring, complaining about mm-hmm. it, my foot pain started feeling better. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like you're talking about, these ailments that come on.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's unforgiveness, not happy about something, mm-hmm. or accept everything's from God. Mm-hmm. Every blessing in the world is from God. Mm-hmm. Every blessing is from God.
Mm-hmm. Everything's from God.
Mm-hmm. Everything.
Everything.
So, moving forward, you know, let us understand these things that reflect pain, so that when we can live our lives out and we actually look and realize, I'm in pain. We need to change the way we're thinking so that we can come out of the pain.
Yes.
I remember there's a verse, and it really struck me, where Paul was crying to God.
I was going to say this just now. I was going to say it, that you jumped.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay.
It's sufficient for you.
Right.
Yeah, I had that beginning.
Yeah. And, I was say what you were talking about. Yeah.
And we don't really know what brought Paul's thorn in his side.
It happened the third time he was going to God with it.
Yeah. Well, more than likely, he was just complaining.
Crying three times for the same instance.
When he needed to change the way he was thinking.
Correct.
And he finally did.
No, well, after God rebuked him.
Said, my grace is sufficient for you, is what he said.
Yes.
He didn't change it. He said, my grace is sufficient for you. Go deal with it. Just relax and stop focusing on it.
But he heard the word of God.
Yeah.
Right?
It was. And let's break this down a little bit more. What is grace? Grace is the knowledge. Of this truth.
Yeah. Correct.
So God said, I gave you grace to the knowledge of truth to overcome. I'm showing you how to overcome this pain. If you start maybe letting go of the past,
correct.
Stop hanging on to these things that offended you.
Let go of the pride.
Exactly right. You say you die daily.
Yeah.
Well, are you dying?
Then how are you still tormented if you're dying daily by the same issue that attacked you?
Exactly right. So in other words, God was saying, you know, my grace is sufficient. What are you going to do with it?
Correct.
If you're going to continue to live under the lie, then the pain, that thorn in your side,
it's going
to
remain.
let it stay there.
No, basically, what he's, you're right. He's saying,
I'm not going to deliver you because you're not changing the way you're thinking.
My grace will set you free when you believe it.
Exactly right.
And if you don't believe it, then that's what it is. Mm-hmm. I've given you the tools. Go apply them.
Right.
I'm a God of law, and mm-hmm. I've given you the grace. I've given you the knowledge. Now, if you go listen to it and apply it, this will be a non-issue.
Mm-hmm.
Whether it goes or doesn't go, will be a non-issue. No matter whether it stays or doesn't stay, mm-hmm. it will be a non-issue. It won't affect you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, it'll flee.
So what we need to do is understand the affliction of pain and overcome that affliction by really looking at it differently.
That's right.
That's why my favorite word is get over it. Or yesterday's dead. You can't resurrect correct. Yesterday. You're dwelling on death. If yesterday was dead and you're dwelling on death, what are you living? Death.
Yep.
You're living death. So you have to, like, let yesterday go and look at tomorrow and have a future.
Correct.
And that tomorrow is life because it isn't born yet.
It's a hope.
You see? Mm-hmm. And so tomorrow is being born and renewed, and it's life. So if you're always looking and living for tomorrow, you're living in life.
And joy will come in.
And joy will come in.
Expecting.
Exactly right, because you create tomorrow.
Yes, correct.
You can be unhappy if you'd like, or you can choose to be happy.
It's your choice.
What day or what are you going to choose this
choose
day?
Choose this day who you're going to serve.
Right, exactly. Yep.
Yeah, I'm going to serve
miserable,
peace.
Or are you going to be, you're going to take it as...
Exactly right.
That's what God said. My grace is, my knowledge is sufficient for you. It's sufficient. Yeah. It'll do the job if you just apply it.
So I think what we need for us and our listeners out there is to start living tomorrow.
Correct.
Look at the life that we have tomorrow. What do you want to create tomorrow? Because you create it with hope. You create it with faith. Tomorrow, I want to do this. You plan your day out to accomplish things, don't you?
Yep.
I need to do this, and I need to do that, and I need to... Well, you need to. Why? Because you want to better something, right? You want to better your refrigerator. You know, so you go food shopping, or you want to better something.
Better refrigerator. You see? Like that one. All three of us are
ready. Yeah, better
we love our refrigerator.
Better
you
pie.
Know, and with Thanksgiving coming up, you know, we want to make sure we get Thanksgiving dinner going, you know? So... But what my point is you're creating a better future tomorrow.
And it's really through faith.
Through faith.
Yeah, you're creating it through faith.
Yeah. Now, I know what I'm going to create tomorrow. Tomorrow, I made a decision. I'm not going to really do anything tomorrow. I'm going to take a day and relax.
Yeah, you are.
I'm actually going to. And I'm going to create my day tomorrow, you see, by relaxing, maybe getting up at 9 in the morning.
There's always hope.
Now hold on. That's his thinking, but he's open to the Spirit. He's created a day,
sure.
But if God opens a door, he's not stuck in any kind of regimen. He's open to the Spirit because it blows.
No, I'm going
to
sit here on
it
the
blows
couch,
any way it wants to blow. So
right.
because he created a day of nothing tomorrow, it's a day for everything.
Yeah.
He has no. He's not stuck on train track A. He mm-hmm. is open. He's like flying, fluttering. Where I gotta go.
And I'm gonna take the day, as I do really every day in a way. I have a lot of things that I want to accomplish. My girls know, the people that live close to me know. I got a lot on my plate. You know, you figure you wouldn't be as busy, but I am like super busy. But at the same time, I create that atmosphere and just have joy in what I'm doing. You gotta have joy in what you're doing. If you wake up and you're murmuring and complaining because you have to go and do something, then your day may not be all that you want it to be.
You're absolutely right. But the main point of this whole thing is you have to create an atmosphere.
Yeah.
You have to start by creating an atmosphere through truth.
Mm-hmm.
That's how you begin. And that's how that starts everything up right there. We actually create our atmosphere, which is insane.
And you know, it's... When you're bringing that up, and it's hard, and I'm sure people understand this. When you're in a workplace, people take that because it, for adults, that's probably 80% of your time.
Yeah.
When you go into an office, we'll say, and there's three people, or somebody's got a bad attitude that day, and they're depressed.
Yep.
All of a sudden, it's like it waves, and you can see it.
You feel it.
You can feel it. But you're the one that wants to, you have to say, am I going to receive that? Mm-hmm. Or am I going to keep to my peace and my joy? And watch that
mm-hmm.
start filtering through.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You're the atmosphere changer.
That's what you become.
You're yeah. the atmosphere. Or don't receive the dark.
You might say one comment and brings the whole room
sure.
up in the light.
Sure.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah. So moving forward, because we're going to be running out of time shortly, I want to kind of wrap it together. As moving into a new year, what are we going to choose to do?
Create an atmosphere.
Yeah, to create an atmosphere. I want to tell our listeners out there and those that are here today, you got to let it go. You got to let it go.
Yeah, otherwise you're anchored.
You got to let it go. You're not free to move. You're not free to breathe. You're not free to live. You're not. You're in pain.
You
if you don't
no
let it go, you're in pain.
No joy.
You're going to suffer.
No peace.
And you're going to continue to suffer. And that sufferment, I want to call it sufferment, if it's a word.
Suffering?
Yeah.
Suffering.
Sufferment. I want to call it sufferment.
All right. That's a new word.
And it's going to go to your eternal life. Don't think, because I always say the state that we're in now carries over to the state that you're living in. And that's why it's so important to bring joy and peace into your life. Now, when we have the choice to bring peace and joy in our life.
Well, let me say this. The scripture says that we're supposed to be transformed by the renewing of our mind. If we're not being transformed, our minds aren't being renewed. Mm-hmm. We're staying the same pain, the same thoughts, the same issues that are keeping us grounded, keeping us down, are the same ones that affect us tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no transformation.
None.
There's no. There's really no believing of truth.
Mm-hmm.
No application of it. It's just in one ear, out the other ear. I'm still mm-hmm. pissed. I'm still upset. I'm still, you know, it's never stops. It's a never ending.
Now I run into these issues all the time. Where they'll say, but Pastor Jim, you don't understand.
Yeah,
you know?
By themselves, yeah.
Yeah. Listen, I do understand. And maybe you're right. And you have every right to feel the way you feel. But are you going to let it hurt you?
But you got to get over it.
Yeah, you got to let it go.
Okay, you have time to complain about it, sit there and mourn for a little while, but move on eventually.
Right.
You have to move on eventually.
Right, because there's people who have been emotionally hurt through maybe a bad business deal.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You know, or a transaction that, you know, went south or what have you, or an investment that they made, or a relationship that they were involved in. And listen, you're 100% right. Yes, that individual was abusive, or
you're screwed.
Or or they cheated on you, or they used you, or whatever it might have been. And yes, it happened.
They were wrong,
and you were right. You're a victim. But does that mean for you to suffer
forever and
for
ever
more?
And ever?
I mean, it doesn't make sense if you really think about it. If I done you wrong, Sam. Now, I done you wrong for a moment, but you got that pain.
Forever.
Forever.
Because my pride won't let it go.
That's right.
I was offended.
That's right.
And I choose to listen to that pride more than listen to the truth.
Exactly right. So for a moment of hurt.
Moment. I'm suffering.
For a moment, now you're suffering for an eternal life if you never let it go.
Forever.
And the cool thing about that, if you ever look at whenever something hurt you,
mm-hmm.
God has always shown me.
It's him.
No vengeance.
That somebody else is going through something worse than you.
Yeah.
Now you have to look and see what God's showing you.
Yep.
That it could be a lot worse and be thankful
that
it
wasn't. It could be a lot worse. And also this, too. God brings vengeance on your enemies. So if you let it go, I truly feel this way. If you don't let it go, God can't bring vengeance on your
prosper.
Enemy. they're blessed. They're blessed, and you're the one that's taking the suffering.
Correct.
But if you let the suffering go, then God can intervene and literally curse them.
That's everything in life right there.
I have a testimony about that.
Everything.
Do you mind?
Yeah, give the testimony. There's a guy at work
that actually threatened me a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Told me he was going to punch me in the face twice. Mm-hmm. I just let it go. It used to bother me inside. He was going through an issue with a girl that he was getting married to that is pregnant now. Mm. And he was going through some rough times. And I really had compassion and mercy on him. Mm. And I actually asked the Lord, could you free him?
Mm-hmm.
And I ended up talking to him, and I noticed that he wasn't listening to a word that was coming. And not me personally. And then I saw the hatred in him again. Mm-hmm. But everything that I had against him,
he had more compassion this time.
Now his girl left him.
Yeah.
And the weight of the world is on his shoulders.
So it got worse
and
for
that's
him.
Exactly,
you
what you're
it.
Saying
you
is exactly
it.
True. Yes.
Yeah.
As soon as I
released
had mercy
it.
And compassion
yeah.
and released that situation on him,
mm-hmm.
and knowing that it wasn't him but the soul.
Mm-hmm.
It was causing you a troubled heart.
And that's all I heard for the last 2 weeks is vengeance is mine, saith the Lord.
And yeah. and our listeners need to understand the importance of having this relationship with
yeah.
God, because he fights our battles. He
yeah.
brings judgment to our enemies and things. And by us holding unforgiveness
we
towards
hold back
someone,
his judgment.
We hold back his judgment.
But
at
pain.
The same time, we have pain. And we feel that somehow or another we're looking for justice somehow or another.
We don't let it go.
Because we're not letting it go. And we feel that we'll let it go once we feel like we've been justiced.
Or they've been beat up enough.
Yeah, or whatever it might be.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we got to, like, really come to this place.
They don't exist.
Of just letting go. Just letting go. Like, what power does anyone have over us, if we know God, that will cause us to be inflicted with that pain? That's the thing that really blows my mind when I see individuals who actually confess that they know God and they love God and all.
And they're
in a pain for many, many years. Like, they can't get over a divorce, or they've
yeah.
gotten hurt by maybe their child or their children or whatever. But they have never come to that place, and they're never letting go, and they're living in torment
yep.
for all this time. Not only do they live in torment, but now they bring judgment. And everyone is that way, or everyone's, and they can't trust anyone. They can't come into a freedom of trust. They can't enter into another business relationship because of their hurts, or they can't invest money again because they gotten hurt before, or whatever it might be. It steals their life.
Yeah. Instead of coming to that scripture, forgive them, Father, for they know not what they do.
Right. And in that, God brings his justice and then prospers you. He sets you free from the pain and then brings what brought that pain to begin with. He heals it, and then he brings forth what would have been.
What was stolen.
What was stolen.
Yes.
Exactly right. We are held back by demonic forces. And a lot of it is caused by pride. But we're just going to take it back a little bit and call it pain.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Because pride keeps pain.
Of course it does.
Pride manifests pain.
It
Oh, he says you're
right. Justifies
you're
right, it.
You're right.
Yep.
Right,
justifies
you're right,
it,
you're
yeah.
Right. They're all bad. Nobody knows what you're going
Correct.
Through. Yeah.
Isn't the word say pride before a fall?
Pride coming before the fall.
Okay. What does a fall? Doesn't that hurt?
Yeah.
So a fall represents pain. So pride comes before a fall. Pain only comes through pride. That's it. If we come through humility, because everyone has to humble themselves to get through it, but that humility brings life. That humility brings us from a place of freedom. It sets us free. Mm-hmm. It delivers us from pain. It delivers us from our afflictions.
Yep.
And through that, you know, we need to understand also that pain causes us to be blinded and short-sighted. When you smash your finger with a hammer, you don't see anything. You don't hear anything. You're just concerned about that finger and how bad it hurts. And people could be saying, and you can't even hear what they're saying.
Correct.
You can't even see what's going on around you. All you know is that finger hurts so bad. And that's the same thing as with emotional pain. You're short-sighted even to blindness, so you can't even have a life or a future or anything because you got it, huh?
Well, it's just like...
You see it.
No, I do.
Yeah?
But it's... That's what the body's for.
Yeah.
Because when you're going through something like that...
When one suffers,
you're blind.
You're
blind. Yeah. You can't hear from God.
No.
But that's what the body's here for.
Yeah.
For counsel.
Yeah. Yeah. That's kind of like why we need the church or why we need believers like us.
The truth.
Yeah. Because a lot of times when you're a true believer, you're going to say things to another believer that they just don't want to hear. Nope. You know? And when you smash your finger and you're in pain and you're going to tell someone, listen, everything's going to be all right. It's not busted. It's okay. They're like, no, it ain't. You know, and they're pointing at you. But it's going to be okay. So they don't want to really hear it. You know, it's like they don't want
to
hear it.
Yeah, but that's the whole thing. The first step of this whole thing is to be honest with yourself and recognize the thoughts that are tormenting you.
Mm-hmm.
What thoughts are coming into your head every day? I remember this one person was saying, oh, I see my ex-wife every day in my head telling me to do this, telling me to do that. If you're seeing people from your past telling you to do things still, if your mother or your father or your ex is sitting there talking to you still, you got problems. You're under a sick place there. You got to get away from that. Recognize the thoughts that are tormenting you and start overcoming them. Start hitting truth against those lies and get rid of them. I mean, there's no other way. You got to start looking at your life and be honest with yourself.
Yeah.
I got issues. I can't stop thinking about my ex.
I have issues.
Yeah. I can't stop thinking about this. Yeah. My ex-husband is telling me to do this. I hear him saying this to every day and tormenting me. I should have done this. I should have done that. What? It's happening.
Thing.
It happens every day.
But, you know, pain is we don't have to live with. And even like when you come to an argument, and let's say somebody gets under your skin. And like I look at my girls over here, and my one girl tends to push the other one's buttons. And she gets so angry sometimes. And she gets so mad and she gets angry. And I see her in pain because even anger is pain. And I say, why do you give her so much power? Mm-hmm. You got to let the power go. And I want to say to our listeners out there that we give too much power to things. We got to stop giving power.
Why don't you go into what you said Sunday about what's pain? Who measures pain?
Well, that's true, too.
Because that's huge. Because you don't know what a two-year-old, how do you know what a two-year-old feels? How do you know?
Right. No one.
You had a great.
Yeah. No one understands pain, and you can't level the measures of pain. That's why it's important for us who understand pain to walk in that mercy and compassion, like your prophetic word was, you know, come into that forgiveness and have mercy and compassion. Yeah. And we need mercy and compassion. And I have mercy and compassion, not only on my own self, but for others, you know?
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, I want to strengthen them and lift up their unstable self.
Yeah.
And tell them to let go of the power that they're putting on themselves. That is a power that should not exist in your life.
Correct.
You know, what day are you, how are you going to choose to serve today? Like,
die daily. Are you dying daily?
Just even the face of pain. I refuse to allow any power come over me and cause pain in my life. I'm not going to allow it. And I don't believe God wants his children to live in pain. If something's causing pain in my life, I'm cutting it off.
Yeah.
Or I'm shutting it up. Or I'm just eliminating it in my life. Whether it's relationship or whatever, I'm walking away from it. I'm not living in pain anymore. You see, not for the grace that has been given to me. The grace that he gave me is sufficient, so I'm going to do something with it. You see what I'm saying? I want to find other avenues to live my life out of pain, without pain.
Yep.
And, you know, I had to do a soul search myself, and I had to say to myself, okay, arguments, that brings pain. Okay, I'm not going to have any more arguments in my life. I don't care if they're right or wrong or whatever. I'm not going to have any more arguments. That's it. I'm done arguing. Shut up. Then it's like, okay, anybody stealing my peace and my joy? That's bringing me pain. Because if my peace and my joy is taken away, that's bringing pain in my life. Any past memories that are causing torment in my life, I'm cutting them off.
Yep.
I'm not going to memorize it. I'm not going to have a memory like that anymore. Especially what was shown to me is yesterday's dead. And I'm going to be like meditating on death. Even good memories can be bad.
Correct.
So I don't even want to remember anything. Really, if you think about it. And you know, when I get into that zone in that heavenly place, I'll tell you what, I can't memory anything, or memorize anything.
Memorize.
Or even memory. Or remember. Yeah, anything. Names. Like, I forget names. Yeah. I know you for how long? And I'll be like, what? Right. No. So I realize that in the heavenly realm, there isn't really a remembrance.
It's kind of like the opposite. When the pain, when you hit your thumb, you can't think of nothing. But you're in the glory, you don't think about nothing else up there.
That's right.
The same thing. Smash your finger, I can't think. Up there, you're just in glory. You don't think about nothing else.
Nothing. And so, you know, I want everyone to embrace what we shared tonight. Mm-hmm. What we shared was a very awesome...
Yes. Revelation.
Key.
Yeah, life. And, you know, I truly believe God doesn't want any of his people to live in pain. He has removed all of our pain.
So he says suffer, right?
Yeah, he removed all our sufferings. Mm-hmm. And no matter what is in our lives that are causing us inconvenience or pain, don't let ourselves lie and say we have to have it. We have to live through it. We have to be a part of it or right. Whatever. It's all a lie. It's all a lie.
Yeah, because pain's all in the brain. It's all in the head. It's all the way you think. If you smash your face, like I said before, I said it a million times. There was this person I saw on TV who didn't have the pain trigger in their brain. They didn't feel pain. He had his hand on a thing that was hot, and he just burned his fingers off, didn't even know it was hot, because his brain wasn't telling him it was hot. If the signal doesn't tell you're hurt, you don't know you're hurt.
Yeah.
If there's a disconnect between here and here, there's no more pain. Mm-hmm. This is telling you you're in pain, not this.
That is true. Your nerve endings in your mind.
Correct.
And you can work that muscle.
You can work. You're supposed to work that muscle. Change the way you think.
Yeah, you can.
Pretty interesting. If you go through like a really traumatic thing, like third degree burns,
yeah.
There's a guy I work with whose brother got hit with 13,200 volts.
Cool.
Caught him on fire electrically.
Wow.
He doesn't remember the day. He only remembers the day before, and he doesn't remember all the skin graft and stuff like that.
Wow, good for him.
And everybody's like, well, it's a mental thing. And I was just like, no, that's God.
Grace.
Yeah. That's God.
Yeah.
And if you ever run into somebody like that, they don't remember that.
That's good.
Mm.
Pretty interesting, isn't it?
There's a gentleman who on the border just got beat up, and he don't remember anything.
Oh, I saw that.
Well, remember, wasn't it Stephen that didn't feel it?
Yeah, Stephen just was looking up in that heavenly.
Looked like an angel.
So he didn't feel nothing.
Said, "Look like an angel." Yeah. He was getting stoned. Yeah. Face of an angel.
Yeah,
and so no pain.
Yeah,
and glory.
So we ran out of time. Sorry about running out of time. Wish we could keep on going, but you know, with all that being said, let's give the Lord a hand of praise. Amen. Amen. And
oh, is that what that was?
And understand, we don't have to live in pain.
Pain free.
Pain free. We gotta cut
it's the all power. In your head, man.
We gotta cut the power off. We gotta cut the power that's coming against us. and look at a future.
Cut the signal
look,
off.
Look at the hopes.
Pains in the brain. I like
signal.
That.
Pains. Cut in the brain. Signal off.
There you go. Amen. The soul. We're going to continue this one.